Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. A lot to talk about today, but first I invite you to call in and join the conversation at 563-999-3754. Once again, 563-999-3754. Or you can also feel free to join us in the chat room where I will address your comments and questions there as well. And there's show time here every Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on Talk 29, the best in talk. Just a little disclaimer, a little laundry to any listeners who are easily offended or have children in close proximity to whatever device you're listening to me on. Shut my show off right now, and or please remove the young ears from the room. Now then. Over the last several weeks, there have been some things going on with certain corporations, and it is really just bordering on, they're just bordering on insanity, to be honest with you. For instance, I'll touch on the major two. Target and Bud Light have taken wokeness to the extreme. So let me just recap with the Anheuser-Busch. A couple of months ago, Anheuser-Busch had the novel idea to use Dylan Mulvaney as a spokesperson for Bud Light, where he, she, Dylan, celebrating 1 year cosplaying a female, released a TikTok with this breaking news that Bud Light has sent her commemorative cans, her, him, whatever, with their face on it. Fantastic move, Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light. Immediately faced with a backlash with and boycotts, Anheuser-Busch goes into full damage control. And I say damage control, and I say that a little loosely, which they provide a live Zoom meeting clip with Alyssa Heinerscheid, the Bud Light Vice President of Marketing, stating that the brand was catering to fratty and individuals with out-of-touch humor, I believe she is quoted as saying, and needed to attract new young drinkers as the product was in decline. Subsequently, after resulting in the entire insulting the entire demographic that purchased this product, Ms. Heinerscheid takes a, quote, leave of absence amidst the backlash, the sales decline, dropping 25%+ in some areas, and losing approximately $5 million in revenue in a relatively short period of time. I'm not shocked, as of I'm sure the rest of you are not shocked either. the irony of this whole situation with Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch, is that the CEO goes into full panic and releases a commercial bringing back the iconic Clydesdales. Epic failure as they attempted to pander and beg for forgiveness from their target demographic, which turned out to be even more insulting. Now, to be honest with you, I could really care less about Bud Light. I've never consumed their product. I don't really hear good things about what it tastes like. I really could care less. And when you make a business decision, such as what I just stated, what I was just talking about, then you're going to face some backlash. And it's deserved backlash, and it's deserved boycott. And you got what you reap what you sow. Now, you would really think that amidst the boycotts, the backlash, forcing VPs to take a leave of absence, release pandering advertisements, other corporations would be like, wait, let's take notice. Let's not follow in those same footsteps, right? Wrong! I now move on to Target. I don't really shop there. I can care less. I know people who do. And they're not really, to be honest with you, they're not really a store I'd shop at. They're a bit expensive. They don't really have a great selection. They're not Walmart. Like as popular as Walmart or, other corporations like that, chains, department stores and whatnot. Target, instead of, red flags being raised and go, we don't really want to face that kind of backlash and boycotts and, other things, we'll just step back. No. What did they do? They hire an outspoken Satanist by the name of Eric Carnell, which I'm sure that's not his real name, to design Chuck-friendly bathing suits for boys. Yes, you heard me correctly. Chuck-friendly bathing suits for boys. Just in case the little boy has a little extra meat down there and wants to tuck it away, because he wants to be a little girl instead of what he was born as, a little boy. Now, if you're a parent and your little five-year-old son, you influence your little five-year-old son to wear such garbage, you not only need to have your head examined, your child needs to be taken away from you. But it doesn't stop there, folks. No, it doesn't. Not only did they hire a Satanist to design this product, there's slogans printed on them. Let me tell you what they say, shall we? Satan respects pronouns. Printed on a bathing suit for a child for Pride Month. And featured in the Pride section of Target for upcoming Pride Month, which is the entire month of June. But I'll get into that in a minute. Satan respects pronouns. Heteronormativity is a plague. Burn down the system. spelled C-I-S-T-E-M. Get it? How freaking clever. And oh, wait, there's one more. There's actually several more, but this one I have cited. An image that depicts a guillotine with a slogan that says, homophobe headrest. I'll say it again for the cheap seats, for those that didn't hear me right. An image that depicts a guillotine with a slogan that says, homophobe headrest. To the department store where parents shop with their kids for everybody to see. That's absolutely disgusting. Not only is it disgusting, but there was more backlash to Target. Target steps back immediately, almost immediately. It took about a week. And removed the pride section from center stage, if you will, and moved it to the back of the store. Some of those products were removed from the shelves. But not before the woke leftist mob spreads lies about what's going on in the stores. For instance, employees are being threatened. People can't shop there freely without being looked upon as whatever. And even going so far as to call those who participate in the boycotts of such products economic terrorists. So we're economic terrorists. This is the most outrageous thing that I've ever heard. For some schmo to get on TV and basically call half the country economic terrorists, which, by the way, not even close. If you looked up the actual definition of economic terrorist, it's not even close. People who boycott such products because they disagree with them are not economic terrorists. They're concerned citizens. Idiots. Ignoramus. But you wouldn't know anything about that. Because anyone who doesn't agree with you is either a racist, a homophobe, an Islamophobe. Let's call them MAGA Republicans, shall we? Idiots. Nothing like that is happening. No one's being threatened. People can shop at Target freely, you know, without making those. And if you want to make those purchases, fine. I have nothing against, if you want to make those purchases, whatever. It's your life. Do I agree with it? No, I don't. I think it's sick and I think it's disgusting. But ultimately, it's your choice. What I am concerned is a lot with is the lies and the propaganda that are being spread by the woke leftist mob and the mainstream media who continues to yap their gullets with lies and propaganda and basically just, you know, target half the country. Product sales don't drop 25% for no reason, okay? It's because the silent majority is becoming the unsilent majority, and it's about goddamn time. The madness has got to stop. Now, I'm not saying to go out and commit violent acts against anyone. What I'm saying is to speak up and make your voices heard, because the silent majority needs to be heard louder than it's being heard now. And whether it's at local school board meetings or at the voting polls, we as concerned Americans need to stand up and fight like hell not only for the country, but to protect our children. And if you care one iota about your children, you will stand up and fight like hell. Because if we stand by and continue to be silent, if we stand up and continue to be silent, we shrug our shoulders, the worst is yet to come. And at that point, there'll be nobody to blame but ourselves. Ultimately, we just stood by and let it happen. Now then, just a reminder that if you're a fan of this content that I've provided here on this broadcast, you can also tune in to my colleague Marcus Cain on Marcus Cain's As I See It every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. So if you're a fan of this broadcast and the content that we provide here, show Marcus a little love. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Blog Talk Radio. Now, in the interest of time, I did want to touch on the announcement that Ron DeSantis has announced his run for the presidency of 2024. I like Ron DeSantis. I do. I think he did a fantastic job as governor. He's doing a fantastic job as governor. He kept Florida open during the time, during the whole COVID nonsense. He's made some very good decisions as it pertains to CRT and sexualizing the children in, you know, on a elementary school level all the way up to, I believe, the ninth grade. He's done a phenomenal job. To be honest with you, he's not ready to run for president. That's my opinion. I don't think he's ready. I think he's still a little green when it comes to experience with foreign policy. I think he's a little green when it comes to other issues that can be settled on a federal level and not a state level. He doesn't have that experience. Whereas Donald Trump does. Donald Trump does have that experience. He's been to the dance. He was the dance for 4 years. Now, I am from the school of thought that whichever Republican gets on that ticket after the primaries is getting my vote. But what I am against 100% is, one, I have no idea who was the absolute genius who advised Ron DeSantis, and I emphasize just like he did, Ron DeSantis, to announce his presidency, his run for presidency, on Twitter Spaces. Twitter is not the real world, my man. Twitter is social media. Why would you even agree to such a thing? And then to have it cut out on you and experience technical difficulties, yes, I get it. It happens. The internet is not an exact science. Now, saying that, Elon Musk has held similar things on Twitter Spaces with more people involved, and succeeded in not crashing the server, which I think is a crock of BS. I think that was damage control, immediate damage control. Oh, the servers are crashing. There's too many people on. That was a big mistake. I feel that it was a big mistake. That shouldn't have been done. That should have been announced in the state of Florida. It should have been announced some, you know, wherever he happened to be at that particular time, that's where he should have made the announcement, live and with media coverage. Now, make no mistake, folks, Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis are two excellent candidates for president. My opinion is, have Donald Trump move to New York and put Ron DeSantis on his ticket as a VP. That is an unbeatable duo. It's like Batman and Robin. I mean, let's be honest. Joe Biden couldn't beat himself, let alone Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. But what needs to end, and I mean immediately, is the constant insult throwing at each other. It's childish and it's ridiculous. Our country does not want that. Yes, it was funny the first couple of times I heard it, I'll be honest with you. When I first heard Donald Trump call Ron DeSantis Ron DeSanctimonious, okay, yeah, I chuckled a little bit. And I'm sure a lot of other people did too. But it's getting old now. And it's getting silly. For the love of God, you're grown men. And if you want to be the one to run the country, stop acting like a child. It's time to stand up, knock off the bullshit, and get down to business. And the business is making sure the people that voted for you last time are going to vote for you again. And the fact is, keeping this crap up, it's not going to happen. There are going to be people that stay home, and there's going to be people that vote for that Trump supporters that vote for Ron DeSantis, and Ron DeSantis supporters that vote for Donald Trump. And with that, you're running into a brick wall. So to me, that's absolute madness. There's no need for it. Be professional. Give back to the voters what you fought for 4 long years, and give them a president that we can respect, a person in the Oval Office that actually loves the country and doesn't want to tear it down, a person in the Oval Office that will occupy the White House that respects the country, that doesn't want any new wars, that wants to make sure that the common man, much like myself and the folks that may be listening to my broadcast, don't suffer at the hands of the Democratic nut jobs who print money like it's going out of style. They're printing money like it's going out of style and giving all this funding to a proxy war that we shouldn't even be involved with. Not only is it bankrupting the United States, but it's taking away the most, you know, support for the most important thing that protects our country, and that's our military. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. I hope that I really hope that they wake up and get down to business of giving people back what they want. And that is those folks in the somebody in the White House that we can respect, and that we can get back to where this country was before. Because right now, it ain't looking so good. And there's another year of it to go. And folks, I will tell you this. I am truly grateful to have this platform to provide the information to you on a weekly basis. My goal is to inform the American people of the truth. I will never lie to you. I'll provide you with the most accurate information at my disposal on a weekly basis and continue to do so as long as this show stays on the air. As long as I can give you that, have this platform to give you that information, and you, whether you use it or you don't use it, that's you know, up to you. But I want to thank you very much for tuning into my show. I will be back next week, Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And until then, tune in next week. Thanks for listening. And have a great day.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.